This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
I'm a family physician in Seattle, and I serve a large community of Cambodian patients, many of them who are immigrants and refugees, many of them survivors of the Pol Pot regime from the 1970s. This poem arises from my work with them, and it includes a mention of coining, which is a folk treatment for medical conditions where you take a coin and actually rub it against the skin multiple times until you raise a purplish streak on the body. And they'll do this, for instance, all over the chest to help treat pneumonia. What's written on the body? He will not light long enough for the interpreter to gather the tatters of his speech. But the longer we listen, the calmer he becomes. He shows me the place where his daughter has rubbed with a coin, violaceous streaks raising a skeletal pattern on his chest. He thinks he's been hit by the wind. He's worried it will become pneumonia. In Cambodia, he'd be given a special tea, a prescriptive sacrifice, the right chance to say. But I know nothing of chi, of karma, and ask him to lift the back of his shirt so I may listen to his breathing. Holding the stethoscope's bell, I'm stunned by the whirl of icons and script tattooed across his back, their teal-green color the outline of a map, which looks like Cambodia, perhaps his village, a lake, then a scroll of letters in watery signature. I ask the interpreter what it means. It's a spell, asking his ancestors to protect him from evil spirits. She is tracing the lines with her fingers, and those who meet him for kindness. The old man waves his arms and a staccato of diphthongs and nasals fills the room. He believes these words will lead his spirit back to Cambodia after he dies. I see, I say, and rest my hand on his shoulder. He takes full, deep breaths, and I listen, touching down with the stethoscope from his back to his front. He watches me with anticipation, as if awaiting a verdict. His lungs are clear. You'll be fine, I tell him. It's not your time to die. His shoulders relax, and he folds his hands above his head as if in blessing. Arkun, he says. All better now.